Is your business plan very unclear and you're tirelessly working at a low-paying career? Let's help you get out of the rut and let go of the fear. It's time to excel into the million-dollar stratosphere. Now, here's your host of The Balanced Millionaire, who will take you there, Eileen Mendel.
Hello, everyone. My name is Eileen Mendel, and I am your host of The Balanced Millionaire. I have today with me two very special guests, and on this show, you will learn from industry experts on how to catapult your business, as well as effectively get the financial resources that are available to help you with your business needs. Without further delay, let me introduce our first guest. Her name is Dr. Janet, and she goes by JJ Sawyer, and she runs a firm called JJ Sawyer Consulting. Now, JJ is an experienced educator, leadership expert, coach, and professional presenter. She is committed to changing the way people think about themselves and others by introducing an innovative, effective, and life-changing opportunity in understanding their behavioral styles for themselves and those of the people they interact with. Having this understanding, she helps you become more empowered, a better communicator, minimizing or preventing conflicts, appreciating the difference in others, and positively influencing those around you. While coaching entrepreneurs, business leaders, teachers, school administrators, parents, parent groups, and young adults, she is dedicated to bringing personal growth training and enhancing professional practices in order to experience higher powers of engagement and productivity. The work she does will take you on an introspective journey while gaining knowledge, practices, and skills to become self-aware and intentional when leading your life. Well, welcome, JJ. Would you rather be called JJ or Dr. Sawyer?
Oh, please call me JJ.
Okay, JJ. I would like to hear more about this. It's very interesting. Can you tell us what got you started in this whole area?
This area of this type of leadership work? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Yes, the leadership work. What is motivating you to go ahead and help others with their leadership?
Well, you know, for the past 45 years, I was in education, and, you know, I received my doctorate in leadership. And for at least the last 25 years, I've been working with leaders all across this country, working with research-based behaviors. These are behaviors that the people you lead are looking for in your leadership. And what happens is when you use these behaviors, it really changes the productivity of the people that you lead. And in my case, it was raised student achievement. So I had left that after I retired and went to an educational research firm and did that for about 12 years. And then I decided to sit back and go, you know, what was the one thing that I could do that would really, really help leaders lead themselves as well as others? And so I wanted to talk about the power of being self-aware so that you can be intentional when leading other people and especially yourself. So I broke it all down because I have 45 years of experience. That's a lot of experience. So I really brought it down to, let me teach people how to be self-aware. And so that's how I started to go into the focus of my business.
Well, that's a big, big area. And when did you start your business? How did you get this started? When was it this coaching or consulting that you're doing now? And tell me more about where you're at, you know, how you grew the business that you're currently running.
Well, what I did was in about 2015, 14 and 15, I took a break and just started to think and get to know me better. And then in 2016, I decided to go ahead and start my own business. Now, the thing is that I don't know how to do a business. I've always worked for corporations or this educational school system, so I was used to getting paid a check every month. But now I needed to figure out how could I become an entrepreneur, and I had no idea how. So I hired a business coach, and for a year, I just learned the foundation of creating your own business, and then that helped me get real clear about where I wanted to take my business. So in 2017, I created JJ Sawyer Consulting, and most of my coaching is done on Zoom, online, because interesting enough, I found that I always thought you had to be in front of an audience in order for them to learn and grow. But what I realized is people, when they're on Zoom, they're just a little bit more honest, a little bit more open, and they're easier to make a change. So in 2018, I was introduced, when I was my business coach, I was introduced to the DISC. And, you know, DISC is a universal language. And what I loved about it is it doesn't matter what race you are, what religion or culture or economic status. It just refers to observable human behavior. And, you know, and so I really started to get into that. And so I got certified and became a certified DISC person. And I started to work with a company called People Smart World. And we started to really look at the DISC. And like I said, I'm a teacher. So I wanted people not to only take this DISC, but I wanted them to do something with it and apply it to their life. And so we changed it and worked with another company in New Jersey. And that's where we became the Birds. And so, I started to enjoy that way of teaching it. People tend to learn it quicker, so they're able to experience and apply it to their lives. And it changes how you communicate and build rapport. And so now that's what I'm doing now. I'm working with People Smart World as a team member. I'm helping them from an academic standpoint and creating the tool to be used in order for people to really learn and grow.
Can you explain a little bit about what exactly the Birds, how you are using DISC with the Birds sort of new way of looking at personality?
Oh, I would love to. You know, the DISC, that's what DISC is. And the D stands for dominance. And instead of the D, we use an eagle. Most people catch on to that very quickly. They can see that eagle. They can see it fly. And they're dominant. They're results oriented. You know, they're big risk takers. They have a big picture focus. And so when you get to learn this, you start to see the actual character. The I stands for influence. And so, you know, when you think about influence, you think about a parrot. A parrot likes to talk and get around and get to know people. Very group oriented, very optimistic and enthusiastic. People don't tend to forget that parrot. And then you have the S. That's steadiness. And so with the S, we have a dove. And doves are relationship oriented. They're harmonious. They're considerate. They're very patient. And so most people won't forget the dove, but they'll forget the S. And then you go to C, which is compliance. And that's your owl, O-W-L. That's your who, what, where. They're detail-oriented, analytical. And so when we started to use the Birds, people started to remember. What happened, I went around to people and I said, have you ever heard of the DISC? And they go, oh, yes, because millions of people have taken DISC the last 30, 40 years, a lot in corporations. And if you ask them, so what was your highest D-I-S-C? They can't even remember what they meant. But when you teach it using the Birds, eagle, parrot, dove, owl, they never forget. And so that's why I wanted to use this unique version of the DISC, because until people really understand it, they cannot change their behavior.
Now, can you explain a little bit more about how they can, once they find out whether they're an eagle or a parrot or a dove or owl, how they can use that as a tool in their lives and in their businesses?
Okay. So one thing I wanted to make sure I say is that we all have all four birds flying in us. We are not one. We are all four. But we tend to put more energy into one or two of them. And so once people understand how they put energy into how their birds fly, then when someone comes up to them, they're able to identify which birds are standing in front of them and shift to that bird that lives within them. So let me give you an example. If I am a parrot, I'm a talker, and I walk up to an eagle, I better not talk a lot because they want you to get to the point. I think our man that put us together on this Skype is definitely has nice high eagle in him. To the point, let's get it done. And so knowing that my bird might be a high parrot, I shift my behavior to match his behavior and I get to the point. So that's what's important about this, because you can make it in sales. Just think about if you really understood your birds and you're talking to a person and you're trying to make a sale and you're talking to an owl and you happen to be a dove, you better raise up your owlness and get to the details of what you're asking that person, because that's the way you start to communicate with that person. So we all have all these birds within us. One of the stories I would really like to share that really made a difference, and I call it Ashley's story. And Ashley was working with this man for 10 years, and she did the DISC assessment, and I got to debrief her. And her natural style was so different than her adapted style, because we have a way of being very natural about what we do, but then you may go into a situation where we have to adjust it. Well, she was adapting and adjusting her personality so much that she was not happy. And this is how you know when somebody's adjusting their style too much. I'll be glad when Friday comes. Oh man, I can't wait till the end of the day. You start hearing more comments like that. That just tells you they're not working in their natural state. So I asked her if she would be willing to talk to her boss about it. And did she trust him enough to share this tool with him? And she did. She shared it with him. And I won't go into the whole story, but whoever I talk to in the 30 minutes that I'm offering, I will be glad to share the whole story. But the bottom line is he changed her job description. He took her from the back office to the front office. He increased his sales enough that she got a 25% raise within 8 months. He also opened another location. Getting the right people in the right seats makes a big difference when you're in business. And that's one of the stories that happened to her. Very exciting.
So it's getting to know your people. It's getting to know yourself. If you're the CEO of a company, it's getting to know who your customers are, what kind of personality styles they use so you can make sales and make sure they are happy with what you've delivered to them. It's a tool that can be used in many, many ways. And thank you for sharing that story with us. So as far as getting your business off the ground and getting this DISC out there, what has been some of the challenges you've been facing?
Oh, technology. Technology, just like today, you know, just getting this Skype working. Learning these technology ways of doing things, because that's the really new way that's happening out there, where you can do your webinars and people can be in the comfort of their home so they can learn and grow in a safe environment. The paperwork, the scheduling, those have been some of the challenges, because like I said, I used to, you know, work in an environment that I had secretaries and they did all that work. I got to go out and talk and gather and bring people together. And so those are the things that have been very challenging, but also getting connected to the right people.
That's absolutely true. Making sure the decision maker truly understands what you're delivering and the importance of it. And that was a very powerful story that, you know, somebody who had a personality where they were in the back office, suddenly, you know, the head of the company would realize, he didn't realize this before, but realized that that person had skill sets to make sales. And that was going to be significantly different, you know, a significantly different role than what she was playing before.
Exactly. And you know, also, I mean, when a leader of a organization or a corporate world or a family, you know, one of the biggest leaders in the world are parents. They don't realize it, but they are parents. And when you know yourself first, and then you can start to appreciate all the different people in front of you, your kids, your coworkers, you can start to really see their talent and put them where they need to be so they shine and do the best work. Because it's all going to come back to that boss, and it's all going to come down to the bottom line. They're going to have a very successful business as well as employees, as well as clients. Everybody wins.
Now, when do you think it's best for a business to go through the analysis of a new employee? Is it right the day they start, you know, with a hire, or is it before they get hired? When should they start doing the assessment so they can figure out where this employee fits best with the company?
Well, you know, there's different ways. I mean, there's a lot of I worked with a school district. I was talking with the school district that has been using DISC in their hiring procedures for 10 years. They actually, the applicant has to take the assessment, before they even interview the person. You know, it's just one criteria. You cannot use this as the whole criteria, but it does lead, you know, one. Another, man that has his own business, he uses it after he hires people, just to get an idea of who they are and how they work. So it all depends on the leader of the organization. But I will tell you this, when I work with the leaders, like say, for instance, in the corporate world, or if I ever, you know, when I work with principals, I never allow them to do anything with their employees that they're not grounded in. I've experienced a lot of times where superintendents of schools will bring somebody in to do this work with their staffs and not do the work themselves. And so that's one of my, that's what I always recommend. I do not even take a contract if the leader is not willing to do the work first.
That makes a lot of sense, because you have to know exactly where you stand as the leader, so that you can have the best communication with your people.
Exactly.
And, yeah, it's like know thyself, you know, and that's a really, really important message. What else would you like to share as far as a message that you would like our listeners to understand, our community of business owners and executives who are listening to this podcast today?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that is to me, like I said earlier, is as leaders, let's really stop having our employees go through training after training, and let's stop for a minute and get our own personal professional training on board, and making sure that you are whatever you're asking your employees to be. The one thing I would like to say that's very passionate for me is I really like parents. Now, when I was an educator and principal, they were my favorite. I always valued parents and was amazed at what it takes to be a parent, because I am not a parent. I did not have children. So I've always respected the parent and their role. And so my work really, I am focusing more on parent groups, PTAs, working with parents and using this tool with 13-year-olds and up to help parents learn how to communicate and build rapport with their children. Today, you know, you can go to a restaurant and see a whole family sitting there and they're all on their devices. They don't even talk to each other. And I think that this would lend itself to a very good conversation where kids would understand how their parents' birds fly and they would understand how their children's birds fly. There's one thing that comes with this assessment, and that is a collaboration report. It actually will take your results, your children's results, or the employees you work with results, and it will actually tell you exactly how to communicate with each other. And that's a powerful tool for people to sit back and read. That when I work with Eileen, I am an eagle. I really need to raise my doveness. You know, you really start to get information on what you do in order to build that communication rapport. So parents are really my focus. Parents and their teenagers. I was a middle school principal, so I understand how hard it is, that communication gap there. Boys and girls, leaders, Girl Scout troop leaders, PTA organization, and then, of course, entrepreneurs and small businesses, getting to know their clients better.
Well, that's actually very interesting, because not only do we need to know our own personality types and be recognize those of others, but we need to know how to work in a collaborative sense, knowing that information. So that's really, really important, being able to use the tool effectively. So, JJ, what is it that people, how can they get in touch with you and learn more about this?
Well, I offer a 30-minute complimentary phone conference. I would love it if people would reach out to me at 858-255-9175 and have that 30-minute complimentary conversation with me where I can answer any of your questions and share any other insights that you need. And then you could also go to Janet J. Sawyer. So Janet, J-A-N-E-T, J. Sawyer, S-A-W-Y-E-R, at discoveringme.net. So let me say that again. Discoveringme, D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R-I-N-G, me.net. And reach out to me by that email or call me. If you want to go on the site called discoveringme.net, you can go and preview and look at the tool so you can see what I'm talking about. And if you decide, you know, you want to take that assessment and find out how your birds fly, then make sure you hit buy me and put in a complimentary code, JJ100, and you'll receive 10% off of your order.
Well, that's a nice deal. Is there anything else that we haven't covered yet that you'd like to share with this with our listeners?
You know, no. I would just like to end with this: get to know who you are, because what's going to happen is you will start to love who you are, and there's no wrong answer. That's what I love about this as well. There's no wrong answer. You are the best you're going to be, and you're going to even be better when you understand how to shift and adapt your birds depending on who you come in contact with. And what I like to always think about is, you know, Janet Jackson's song, Control. I love this because I can control me, and then I can control you. And I can respond and love you all at the same time. And so that's one thing I would really like to leave with people. There is no wrong answer. You are who you are, but you get to change and shift and learn how to do that.
Well, thank you very much. That's a nice way to end this segment of the show.
Former highly paid corporate insider and expert in scaling businesses for over three decades, Eileen Mendel is a serial entrepreneur, business consultant, renowned speaker, and author. Tune into The Balanced Millionaire on BBSRadio.com weekly on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to learn the secrets to working fewer hours and achieving financial breakthroughs, increased revenue, and prosperity while maintaining personal and professional balance and harmony. You can also hear us on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and Spotify. To schedule a private consultation about your business, call or text 760-450-6133 or visit InnerEdgeInternational.com. 760-450-6133 or visit InnerEdgeInternational.com.
Your health and become essentially germ-free? Taylor Light serves to break apart the molecular bonds of viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites in your body. Only a photograph of a person is needed in order to be treated with Taylor Light and eradicate germs from your body. Visit the website
freescaler.net
and upload your photograph as well as the photographs of your family. Everyone will receive 15 days of free Taylor Light treatments and your germs will be eradicated by the painless and simple Taylor Light process. People from around the world have experienced the benefits of Taylor Light healing and the testimonies prove just how effective this groundbreaking treatment really is. Visit
freescaler.net
to get started or call our support desk at 1-800-345-9851 for additional information. That's
freescaler.net.
Or toll free, 1-800-345-9851.
Welcome back. This is Eileen Mendel from The Balanced Millionaire, and I have with me our second guest today, Tom Palladino. Tom Palladino is a scalar energy researcher and has 25 plus years experience helping people with pathogenic infection. Tom Palladino's research and work with a scalar energy began during his undergraduate years. He was inspired by various scientists, including Hieronymus, Morey, Priori, and especially Nikola Tesla, as to the existence of an energy that is not of the electromagnetic spectrum. With this inspiration, he pursued a course of independent study in order to better understand and subsequently harness scalar energy. Scalar energy, also known as prana, chi, radiant energy, zero-point energy, ki, orgon, eloptic. So those are the various forms of scalar energy and what they're called. After years of experimentation and modification, Tom Palladino has developed a technique using scalar energy that will transmute pathogens quickly and painlessly. This technique facilitates the use of photographs of people who desire to have pathogens transmuted in their bodies. Tom developed a treatment process whereby he is able to administer the scalar energy reverse phase angle harmonic of a pathogen, thereby causing the agent of infection to disassemble or fall apart. His pathogenic cleanse currently disassembles over 400,000 pathogens for humans and animals. The nutrient therapy delivers 321 essential nutrients to the cells of humans and animals. The chakra balance harmonizes the body for humans and animals. Scalar energy operates at the quantum level and is capable of disassembling pathogens such as viruses, bacteria, parasites, protozoa, amoeba, prions, thus eliminating the causative agent of disease. Once the causative agent of a pathogen disease has been eliminated, the symptoms associated with that infection decrease or disappear altogether. So Tom, tell us how you got into this business, and tell us a little bit more about how this all works. Welcome.
For that introduction. Scalar energy, it's a different dimension. Scalar energy is not electricity. It's outside of the electromagnetic dimension. And a scalar energy force field can accomplish what you cannot accomplish with electricity and magnetism. And I was enthralled with scalar energy as a youngster, and I vowed to devote my career to bringing this energy to the attention of the public.
So, Tom, can you again explain the difference between what we know today as traditional forms of energy versus scalar energy?
I would be happy to. There's two forms of energy, scalar energy and electromagnetic energy. Now, most of the people in the world are familiar with electromagnetic energy, electricity and magnetism. Well, to put it in a very simple term, all energy originates as scalar energy, which is sunlight or starlight. So sunlight and starlight is the first energy of the universe, and that takes the form of scalar energy. And then many times scalar energy will degrade into electricity and magnetism. And I am working with that primary energy of the universe, the initial energy of the universe, which is sunlight, which is scalar energy. It's that simple.
It sounds very simple. So how does this all work? Can you tell us a little bit more about how, if I want to use this scalar energy to, as you mentioned in your introduction, what exactly, what is the process? What's going on? Can you just explain that further? You mentioned a photograph, so how does that all work?
Sure. I work with people with scalar energy to improve their health. And I am able to take a scalar energy instrument, and with that instrument, I am able to reach somebody by way of their photograph. And by that I mean a scalar energy instrument will allow me to treat anybody in the world by way of their photograph. So people submit their photograph to me, some photograph of their skin. And in so doing, I can make a connection, much like a satellite can send a signal around the world. I can send a signal, a scalar energy signal, to anybody in the world. And all I need is their photograph to make such a connection.
And explain, why is it then, or how does this scalar energy use that photograph? Is there a certain pattern that it recognizes, or what's going on with that?
That's correct. When you're working with the scalar energy dimension, it's a dimension that's interconnected, so to speak. Some people might call that quantum entanglement, in which you can access a dimension in which you have instantaneous communication with a person or an object. And I use my scalar energy instrument to carry instructions. It's a carrier wave. And some of the instructions that I can send by way of the scalar energy instrument are instructions for a virus or a bacterium or a parasite to break apart. So scalar energy is the carrier wave. And then the way I have been calibrated my instruments, the way I have perfected the harnessing of this energy, is I am able to send an instruction by way of scalar energy for germs, for pathogens in the human body to break apart. It's a painless operation, and it offers great benefit, great promise to the human race.
Can you give us an example of some of the work that you have been doing with your scalar energy?
Sure. Many people will send me photographs. Let's say so many people today are suffering, say, from herpes infection or from tuberculosis or even Lyme disease. Well, just today a person sent me a testimony that the scalar energy treatment that we've been administering has served to eradicate the herpes virus from their body. So on a daily basis now, we are receiving testimonies from people around the world that show the efficacy, that show how effective scalar energy is to improve human health. And in particular, today I received a test result that shows that there is no viral load of the herpes virus. So I will go on record by saying scalar energy can destroy the herpes virus. And in turn, we're going to see that this will prove to be the cure for herpes disease.
And what about other viruses like HIV? Do you think that has potential for that?
Yes, we have a number of tests that have proven, that have established that scalar energy can indeed destroy, break apart the HIV virus. We have many diagnostic tests now that are proving that not only the HIV virus, but the hepatitis virus, human papilloma virus, all of these viruses can be destroyed, can be disassembled by scalar energy. So this offers to mankind, once again, a relief, if you will. We finally have an answer to viral disease.
So, what about other, like, bacteria infections like meningitis? You know, there's some other ones that are very deadly. Have you had results documented for those?
Excellent results, likewise, Eileen. We have a great result in eradicating bacterial infection, as you said, meningitis, Lyme disease, tuberculosis, even cholera. It's expedient to understand this, that scalar energy can release, can negate the molecular bonds of a germ. So when I am working with scalar energy, I can break down the chemical bonds that hold together a bacterium, or I can break down the chemical bonds that hold together a virus. And when you do that, the bacterium or the virus falls apart. And that's the key point here. We are working at the quantum level, at the level of information, so to speak, and we're able to destroy these germs by negating their chemical bonds. Frankly, once you do that, the germ falls apart and it no longer exists.
Now, do you have documentation of the process of how, or is it in a test tube that you've seen the bonds breaking and disintegration of this bacteria, or how have you learned that this is what's going on?
I theorize that, and I use that as an example, because after years of, say, 25 years of treating people, I've seen how scalar energy can easily control, can easily manipulate a molecular bond. So I've never observed that under a microscope. I don't know if it really would be possible, if it would be feasible. What I have seen is that scalar energy will quickly, and it only takes one day, to release the molecular bonds of a certain type of pathogen. And with that said, I'm, again, working with a light source that has consummate control over what I consider atomic and molecular bonds.
I've heard of quantum scalar energy being used directly on people, but you're doing something that's remote, where you're getting the photograph and you treat people all around the world. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's the beauty of scalar energy. If you can imagine, my instrument acts like a gigantic satellite, a global satellite. So I can access anybody around the world by way of their photograph. And this is one of the features of scalar energy. Scalar energy does not have a limit to its reach. Scalar energy serves as an instantaneous connection between my instrument and the person. So yes, I am treating people around the world, Asia, Africa, Europe, United States, and we're getting great results again.
And how long does it take, for instance, if someone calls you and says, you know, I would like to try this, I've tried all types of traditional medicine, alternative medicine, and now I want to try this because I haven't been able to get rid of this infection. How long is the process to finally get rid of the pathogen and for those people to feel better and to get, you know, to actually have results from your treatment?
What I've seen by way of experience, it only takes one treatment to destroy a germ, one treatment to break apart a germ. And to that end, I would like to offer the listening audience a free trial. If we can do that, I have a website in which people could send in their photograph and we'll treat them for free for 15 days. And if they're amenable to that, I'll give the website so that people can experience this themselves. No, there's no questions asked. All you need to do is upload a photograph. We will treat you for free and prove to you that this works.
Now, I understand you use polymerase chain reaction, the PCR, to measure. You can use that to measure the viral load. Is that what you recommend, that people do before, you know, have that kind of result before and then after treatment, just to see what their viral load is? And many times, from what I understand, the viral load totally disappears. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's accurate. The polymerase chain reaction test is a rather accurate means of ascertaining the absence or presence of a germ, of a pathogen. And many people will conduct a polymerase chain reaction test prior to the treatment to ascertain what their viral load is of let's say they have either herpes or HIV or hepatitis. And thereafter, I will treat them, and invariably, the follow-up PCR test will be negative. There will be no viral load whatsoever. So again, the PCR test, the polymerase chain reaction test, is a very accurate test.
So, Tom, how do people hear about you? I mean, how do you get your, you know, your information out there so that people are aware that you can help them?
Okay. I think the easiest way, as I mentioned, I offer a 15-day free trial. I'll give the website. It is freescalar.net, spelled S-C-A-L-A-R. Anybody in the world can visit that website. It's a free service. You can send in your photographs. You can send in photographs of your family members. That's the best way to get in touch with us. Freescalar.net.
Because I actually heard about you through somebody else. But is that, is it pretty much word of mouth then? And you're being, you know, you're on podcasts or, is that how people really find out? How do you market? You know, it's very difficult when you're not, like, you're not an FDA-approved mechanism for health delivery. How do you get, because you have to basically work under the radar, right?
That's correct. So to speak to that point, Scalar Energy is an emerging science. There is no approval, whether it's from the FDA or the AMA. And the only way I can get this information out is from people like yourself, Eileen, who are brave enough to stand up and say, yes, this is of merit. Let's try this out. So it's word of mouth. That's probably the easiest way and the best way right now that I can avail myself to.
And so you said that you work with people that are in Africa, and some of, you know, the areas of the world, the third world area as well. So these people, they've heard about you because they have spoken to somebody else who's been treated? Or how do they, how does someone, you know, like in a remote village, really reach out to you?
That's correct. We've had a great success in Africa. We're curing many people of HIV in Africa, and it's starting to spread from village to village. Many people who've been HIV positive for 10, 20 years, after we treat them, they no longer have any symptoms of HIV virus. So you can imagine how happy they are and how elated they are. And it's a word-of-mouth process, as you've mentioned. We've seen that in Africa. And it's starting to grow. You cannot keep this under wraps much longer. So it is a grassroots movement as of now.
And as far as these machines that you use to work on the various patients, I call them patients, you totally designed those yourself, or how did you go about creating this device?
Yeah, I worked with as a protege, if you will, under the Hieronymus family. Galen Hieronymus was one of the few scalar energy researchers and practitioners, and I learned from his notes and what he accomplished. And over the years, I've the good fortune, I'm working with an engineering team, one engineer in particular, and we're able to duplicate the results of Hieronymus, the results that Nikola Tesla had achieved over 100 years ago. So it's been a process, and I'm very fortunate to have come into the information left to me by the Hieronymus family.
Now, are you then the only scalar energy device that exists right now, or do others have this device as well?
I look around, and from what I can tell, there's very few people who have bona fide scalar energy instruments. I will say this, that my instrumentation is unique, and what I am doing doesn't need control of scalar energy waves. I can't speak for others, but I will say that there's very few people out there that really have an understanding of this energy and can, furthermore, can even harness this energy. So what I am doing is unique. I'll leave it at that.
Because what concerns me is that once, you know, you're no longer practicing or unable to practice, how is this going to continue on? How is it going to grow? Or do you feel like the word is going to get out, like you said, a grassroots movement whereby it's going to get accepted by the medical, you know, community, and there will be more devices out there? I mean, how do you see this taking off?
The world has to start paying attention to this, to be quite blunt, and the world has to support what I'm doing. With that support, our numbers will grow. If not, then I will simply be a rather indescript, if you will, researcher that has a very poor following. So it's going to be eventually a word of mouth that will get the message out. I frankly don't depend upon our government. I don't trust the federal government of the United States. So it's really going to be people power that will serve to promulgate this message.
Well, I think you're the only one these days that doesn't trust the U.S. government. There's quite a few out there that agree with you. So Tom, do you feel like there will be an interest, like, say, the media will start covering, you know, some of the cases that you have had success with, and will get out through the news media?
I would hope so, Eileen. I would hope so, because there's so many people suffering. I am saying, I'm going on record, we have the easy cure for pathogenic disease. And frankly, I'm somewhat surprised that we really haven't had that groundswell of support yet. But it's coming. As we well realize, people like yourself, Eileen, you are leading the charge, so to speak. You are carrying the torch, and I thank you for doing so. The word is getting out, so I remain rather positive about everything.
Well, great. Is there a particular message that you would like our listeners to learn or have that will increase their knowledge about this importance of scalar energy?
Let's look at Tesla. Nikola Tesla was probably one of the world's greatest inventors, if not the greatest. Later in his life, Tesla was working with scalar energy. And what Tesla was able to achieve has never been duplicated. Tesla was way ahead of his time, so to speak. So these instruments, this technology is going to improve the welfare of everybody in the world. And this is what I am advocating. Let's go back to what Tesla was doing. Let's revisit what Nikola Tesla and other scalar energy researchers were doing, and let's bring forward this technology that's going to improve our lifestyle. That's the point of my work, to better mankind. So whether it's Tesla or another inventor such as Hieronymus or Morey, it really doesn't matter. Scalar energy is a new technology that will improve the lifestyle of everybody in the world. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Can I ask you also, you have the nutrient therapy delivering 321 essential nutrients to the cells of humans and animals. Explain what that is.
Sure. Again, scalar energy controls molecular atomic bonds. So with a scalar energy instrument, I can instruct my instrument to assemble, say, vitamins and minerals and antioxidants inside the body. So scalar energy will rearrange the existing molecules in the body, and in so doing, we can rearrange the elements and the proteins in our body into, say, fatty acids or amino acids or vitamins. It's incredible what you can do with scalar energy. It can reform, it can transmute one physical form into another.
Do you foresee that the power of scalar energy can be used even, let's say, when a person has a fetus that maybe is going to have some kind of defect or whatever, but it's a matter of getting the nutrients into that body that where the mother is carrying this fetus, that it could possibly be corrected in utero, or, you know, that babies born normally? Is that something else that could possibly happen with scalar energy?
I would agree, yes. I haven't experienced that yet. Do I think that's possible? I certainly do, yes.
So the power of scalar energy, you're just at the tip of the iceberg, pretty
yes,
much, of what it can do.
That's accurate, yes.
And is there any university that, let's say a government, not government funded, but nonprofit institution or university that is also investigating scalar energy and the power of scalar energy to replace even electromagnetic energy?
That's begun. But we have to be very cautious about this, and we can't be naive. If scalar energy is going to be that much of a game changer, we realize that there are going to be people in the position of power and money that don't want this. What I am saying is scalar energy will make obsolete so much of our existing technology today. So it is moving forward. Scalar energy research is moving forward, but there is some type of opposition out there. And that opposition is because this is a technology that will make obsolete the existing technology in vogue today.
So even the utility companies, the government, I mean, the way our current system is working as far as supplying energy and even the health, the health institutions are going to be fighting tooth and nail against the advent of scalar energy.
That's correct.
Because
it's a showdown, and it's inevitable. It will be inevitable. That showdown is coming.
So it's almost like a revolution of, the whole establishment of, what's going on today in terms of, our, the grid, so to speak, and the structure is going to break down because scalar energy could replace all of that.
It eventually will. That's my prediction. It will eventually replace the grid system, as you have mentioned. That's correct.
So you actually are a threat to the established players out there.
Yes, well, I am a threat to those in positions of power and money. That's accurate.
So, Tom, what is the best way for people to get in touch with you to get your services and to learn more about how they can use the scalar energy for themselves?
I would recommend our free trial. Once again, the website is freescalar.net, Or if you wanted to call us, it would be this phone number, area code 805-364-3051.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, for being our guest today. I'd like to thank all of our guests for being here today, and I trust you found the information of value. And remember, if you would also like to connect with me, Eileen Mendel, for a complimentary chat to discuss taking your company to the next level or getting the financing you need, you can do so at www.thebalancemillionaire.com or text or call me at 760-450-6133. Thank you very much for being on the show today, Tom and JJ, and we'll see you next week, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into The Balanced Millionaire with your host, Eileen Mendel, CEO of InnerEdge International, business consultant, multimedia marketing expert, renowned speaker and author. Connect with Eileen Mendel, The Balanced Millionaire. Increase your confidence, creativity, balance, awareness, direction, motivation, and catapult your business to the next level and beyond.